Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
Some patients who go into hospital develop delirium, which is a serious and distressing condition that can lead to poorer clinical outcomes, longer stays in hospital, and higher healthcare costs. It is important, therefore, to find effective ways to prevent it. And an updated Cochrane review from March 2016 examines the evidence for a variety of interventions. Lead author Najma Siddiqui from the University of York in the UK tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Despite the many and serious problems caused by delirium for hospitalised patients, there is relatively little research to guide practitioners wishing to recognise, prevent or treat it. There are some clinical guidelines available, but these are largely based on expert opinion rather than research evidence, and we see wide variation in practice across the world. Several key policy and research publications have highlighted the importance of more delirium research, and recent work has suggested that research focusing on delirium prevention as opposed to treatment may be particularly productive. We completed our first systematic review of this topic in 2007, when we found only 6 randomised trials of ways to prevent delirium in hospitalised patients. Each of these trials had tested a different intervention. We found some support for non-pharmacological multi-component interventions, but the evidence was too limited at that time to make firm recommendations for clinical practice. In the years since that review, there's been a large increase in the number of trials testing various approaches to delirium prevention. We've brought these together in this updated review, with one important change in that we've now excluded studies of patients in intensive care units because ICU delirium and strategies to prevent it are likely to be very different from those in general hospital populations. We have now included information from just over 16,000 participants in 39 trials, and we've also identified a further 27 trials that are ongoing. The 39 included trials tested 22 different interventions. Most studies were from surgical settings, with a relative lack of studies from geriatric and general medicine. In addition, many studies excluded patients with dementia or didn't specify the prevalence of dementia, despite this being an important risk factor for delirium. Notwithstanding these limitations, and even though many of these interventions were evaluated in underpowered or methodologically limited trials, there are some important key findings. Our most important finding is that we've confirmed the early promise of multi-component interventions targeting delirium risk factors and have found that these are effective in reducing incident delirium by around 30%. We've previously argued that preventing delirium is synonymous with providing basic, good quality care, and indeed these multi-component interventions comprise just that. Care packages that included, for example, reorientation, mobilisation, or attention to hydration, and tailored or person-centred care. There was no evidence to support any of the pharmacological interventions tested, and even though incident delirium was reduced in one trial of an atypical antipsychotic, both the severity of the delirium and its duration were greater in the group given the drug. The substantial increase in trials in this review compared with 2007 is positive. However, given the importance of the problem, there are still unsatisfactory gaps in the evidence, with only 2 or 3 trials for most of the 22 interventions that have been evaluated. We urgently need trials to investigate how best to implement multi-component interventions and to study effectiveness in specific population subgroups. In the meantime, though, we've shown that prevention of delirium is possible. We now need to emphasise this fact in clinical training, encourage implementation of effective strategies, and support further research.
If you would like to find out more about the interventions that have already been shown to be effective, you can find the review at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for preventing delirium. That's also the place to look for future updates for this review, as evidence becomes available from the many ongoing trials and other research that will help to fill the gaps mentioned by Najma.